as self-evident, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerative job, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation, the right of every farmer to raise and sell his product at a return which will give him and his family a decent living, the right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom. Freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. The right to a good education. All of these rights spell security. And after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights to new goals of human happiness and well-being. For unless there is security here at home, there cannot be lasting peace in the world. In the world.
First of all, you need to come down. You know, see, there's a thin line between genius and sense, and they think what we're doing is bad. But you being an advanced race, we would like to show you. Thank you.
and insanity down on earth. And they think what we're doing is madness. But you being an advanced race, we would like to show you and show the world that there is a method to the madness. My silly was in the hand.
We'll be right back. secret-like smells and stains in crotch favorite jeans. Secret-like, how many niggas you really been with? Secret-like, old attic closet bones and same sex dreams. Secret-like, girlhood crushes and masturbation. Secrets like, how many pregnancies, how many births, how many children do you have, love, care for? Secrets like, murderous thoughts. Secrets like, CIA assassinations and, who's really running Microsoft? Secrets like, the origin of mad cow disease and AIDS in Africa. I have secrets of my own that could shame me, blame me, leave me ostracized. Secrets I wouldn't even share with 1 million TV viewers. My secrets keep me up at night, make me secretly smile, leave him wondering, and are constant reminders of my humanness. I know a secret that would drop mouths, ruin friendships, distance lovers. I keep secrets. I know you want to, but don't ask.
feel what we are fighting for. Participation of the citizens.
Yeah.